Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
We need to finish this entire flowchart before we leave. You all need to be clear on what we're supposed to do should different variables arise or we lose contact with one another.
Oh no!
What?
Oh no. I can't poof.
The catering is from some place that's got a really popular Boyer account. Milky Maid, no, Mums.
Mama Maids? Milkmaids? I have two questions for y'all. First, do you want to have the night off? And second, what sizes are those milkmaid costumes?
Adhered to the sides of the server racks were blue, glowing, hexagonal pods. A thin, translucent film covered the front of each pod. Humanoid shapes floated in a gelatinous slime inside each one.
A lavender-haired person in that pod is Dax.
Let's bust them out. We can save them.
No, we can't.
What? Why?
They're an energy vampire now.
Dawn and Rita stared at the blurry outline of Dax in the energy vampire cocoon. Rita saw Dawn nod as she looked at the pod, and she walked around a corner to the next row of server cabinets. She started to pull out the bomb and camera equipment from her backpack.
Little buddy, what are you doing?
We still have to set up the bomb and camera.
But if you set that off in here, Dax and anyone else who's turned will get hurt too, right?
Yep.
You're just cool with blowing up Dax?
We've gotta do it.
Okay, and what about the people who haven't been turned?
What?
You said the bomb was gonna fuck up the server, but all these pods are attached to it. Can you guarantee that you won't be hurting these humans too? And the energy vampires tend to sizzle and pop when you kill them. Won't being this close to that many dying energy vampires potentially hurt the humans too? If you don't care about Dax, can you at least care about them?
Listen, I do care about Dax. I don't know where you're getting the impression that I don't care about them. I'm racked with guilt because I knew something was up with them and I never checked in. But it's too late for them. The Dax I know wouldn't want to be cruel to people and steal their souls. I, for one, think this is what they'd want. But you do have a point about the humans. I don't know why the pods are attached to the towers or just how interconnected they are. And last time I blew up this many energy vampires at once, I tossed a shit bomb into a room and ducked out. The room was toast after they all finished sizzling out. This whole room may be in flames when we're done. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry I said you didn't care. I didn't actually mean that. I know you do. I just have a hard time being pragmatic when I'm emotional.
That's okay. We can hug it out later. For now, I need to figure out what the fuck we're gonna do. I have to get these people out of here.
This would be so much simpler if I could poof.
Oh, yes! Okay, let me call Uncle Nate.
Hey, everything all right?
Dawn filled Nate in on what they had found. He informed her that he and Sunny had accomplished their part and were safely back in the ice cream truck.
So, Rita could poof in, but she can't poof out. It sounds like something is jamming her signal, and we assumed that it was just meant to stop teleporting, but it doesn't make sense that they would just stop someone from teleporting out, leads me to believe...
It's jamming magic. You can't cast anything while in the building. Rita's poofing relies on magic.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you know a way that we could disrupt the magic jammer thingy? Is it an item that does it, or is it just a spell? If we can shut it off, Rita can make it out of the building with these humans, with me in tow, in just a few poofs. How many people do you think you could poof out at a time?
Since I have to take you with me, too, I think I can manage 2 humans at a time? We should get a head count on how many people I need to get out of here. We should go peek down these other rows.
It's likely that there is an item involved. It would be a big ask to enchant the entire building. You'd need to have someone coming out to maintain it every day. But artificers can make items that boost the radius of a spell. If they cast something using one of those, it would be easy to enchant this building. Since it's a security measure, I'm guessing the item would be in the security office on the first floor.
That makes sense. We don't have the cameras rigged for a route to the security office, though. They'll see you.
Well, I have good news and bad news about that.
Yeah?
A bunch of energy vampires have started arriving. I can have this collar that keeps me alive make me look like a fellow energy vampire to the others. They won't be able to tell I'm human.
Fuck. We've gotta hurry. Ugh! My dick-shaped flowchart didn't account for any of this Borg hive bullshit.
Dude? If the comparison to the Borg gets more apt, would that make you happy as a fucking nerd, or would it stress you out more?
What? What are you talking about?
Shush!
Rita put her fingers under Dawn's chin, which had been looking down at her phone, and tilted her face to look at the ceiling in the corner of the room. Suspended by glowing blue tendrils, which cropped their way around the walls and into the pods on the servers, was Sabina. Thankfully, she looked to be sleeping. She also looked like her skin was translucent, with a pulsing blue glow coming from within her.
Uncle Nate, we have a Borg Queen situation going on with Sabina here. It looks like she's connected to all the pods. I'm kind of concerned she'll be able to tell when someone is disconnected.
So we need to kill Sabina before we can get the humans out.
Won't you need to kill me before you can lay a hand on my wife?
My wife?
Really? Right now?
It's a reflex.
Sabina's husband, Lucas, had snuck in behind Dawn and Rita. Now their 2 ways out of the room involved either passing by Sabina to turn the corner, or making it past Lucas. His eyes began glowing the same blue as Sabina's skin, and the static was getting louder in Dawn's brain.
Yo, Augustus Gloop, do you know who we are? You're just one energy vampire.
Yeah, I know who you are. Sabina told me all about you, and she showed everyone on staff the security footage from the Voya convention in San Antonio. So you couldn't sneak your way into another event. Did you really think that these highly erotic milkmaidchen outfits would disguise you well?
I mean, kinda. I don't usually go for pastels, and this bikini top is far too yee-haw for me to wear.
What?
Dawn heard none of what Lucas had just said. Her mind was overcome with the wave of static that washed over her shortly after Lucas came in. What was he saying? Why was Rita pointing at her tits? Well, why is she ever pointing at her tits? Ever the horny enigma, Dawn gave up on figuring out what Rita was doing and focused on Lucas. The blue glow in his eyes started coming from beneath his skin, just like Sabina. Dawn was worried. Last time she saw an energy vampire glow like that was when Sabina teleported away.
Listen, I can't hear a fucking word you're saying! If you want me to hear you, you need to stop charging up your power move or whatever it is going on with this blue nonsense.
Dawn, sweetie, you're yelling.
What?
Yelling. Yelling. Look at my hands. Bring it down. Just turn the volume. Turn it down. Go shh. Or someone will hear us and come, you know, come do a murder on us, okay? It's just shh.
Oh, I'm yelling and I need to bring my volume down or someone's gonna hear me. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I can't hear a goddamn thing. Dude, I can't have another meltdown right now.
I'm here to help. I've got my scythe. I'll turn this guy into a million roaches for you.
I think I read your lips a little. Roaches? Oh, you're offering to kill him even though you hate roaches. Nodding, yes. Dude, you're so sweet. But I'm sure we can figure out a way that scares you less.
Are you two done with the girl power, Spice World, Sisterhood of the Traveling Punch stuff? I'm going to be killing you now.
You cut that... Cut that shit out.
Holy shit, you're like blue raspberry blue now. Donnie, his power levels are over 9,000.
I'm going to end you and place your mutilated corpses at the feet of my queen so she may survey my handiwork upon awakening for the birthing ceremony. She killed our patron Videla, whose ancient power now courses through my sweet bride. She has shared only a fraction of that with me, and I'll use it to fry you both. You will be an offering to the new queen of all energy vampires. She who ushers in a new era of...
Oh, God, that's better. I couldn't fucking think.
Bruh, where the fuck were you hiding El Picho in this outfit?
I'd honestly rather not say.
Hi? Hello? Y'all never hung up. Is everyone okay?
Is it safe to talk now?
Hi, baby. I'm wearing one of those milkmaid outfits.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like Sabina is still out like a light in her little cocoon harness bed thing.
Oh, Sunshine, you should try on this top later. It fits me fine, but it's gonna look like you're trying to hide a couple of honeydews under postage stamps on your titties. I mean, goddamn.
Focus, baby. I'll try on whatever you want later.
Lucas said she killed Videla. That's the energy vampire equivalent of Ambrosio. I guess that means she has all the power Videla was siphoning from all energy vampires? That's millennia worth of power.
And if she can get the app distributed globally and turn more people...
Earth is toast.
That must be what's caused the rifts to open before Carmilla even gets her drug to the public.
There are humans in here. We have to turn that jamming thing off so Rita can poof them out. They're all connected to the servers, and with the juice that Lucas put off when I shot him, I imagine blowing up Sabina is going to fry everyone in this little hive.
Are you okay with me leaving Sunny here to keep an eye on the outside of the building and the truck while I sneak in and make my way to security on the first floor?
It sounds like that's the only logical choice. Go for it.
How are you going to get them out of the pods without waking up Sabina?
I don't actually know.
God, I hope Dax is okay.
I'm not getting Dax out. They've been turned.
Okay. Y'all turned me to save my life because you knew I'd still be worth saving.
That was different. We already knew you wouldn't hurt anyone.
And Dax is an energy vampire. It's different.
What the fuck, y'all? Do you really not want to give them a chance? They're also a warlock, and they gave up all the power and money that came with being in the Warlafia because they didn't want to hurt anyone. Have you conveniently forgotten that?
Of course I haven't. But how would we even...
Nope. I don't want to hear your excuses.
They're not excuses. I've thought about this.
You've thought about it, but do you feel anything about it?
Babe, we don't even know how they'd feed if we save them. Energy vampires basically feed by being verbally abusive. How are they going to accomplish that without hurting anyone?
I don't know, okay? I don't know. But before you two changed the past and brought the Murphys into my life, I was stuck trying to figure out how to feed too. I had no clue how to survive without hurting people. I was all alone. Dax wouldn't be alone. They'd have us to help them. This is not their fault.
I'm worried that your experience may be a false equivalency. Though you both have vampire in your species name, I think that's where a lot of the similarities end. You didn't choose to be a vampire. Dax was using Voyeur more and more. I can't know if they chose this or not. Comparing them to yourself feels like a straw man argument.
Baby?
She handed the phone to me. I don't think she wants to talk anymore.
Well, consider it, Sunny, okay? I really do care. But I also know that there are a bunch of humans here who don't run the risk of hurting people in the way that Dax can now.
I'm gonna make the adjustment to my collar and sneak into security. I'll let you know what I find.
I'm gonna get a head count on humans, set up the bomb, set up the camera, and see what info I can find on my laptop at this access terminal. Rita can start trying to get humans out, and hopefully that doesn't trigger a boss battle with Sabina.
Cool. Talk to you in a sec.
Little buddy?
Go plug my laptop in at the access terminal over there and plug in the infinite flash drive. I'm gonna work on the headcount.
Little buddy.
Was I unclear? Do you have some ill-timed joke to make? Oh!
Dawn had begun to assess how many of the people in the pods were human. She was choking back tears, and she tried to remain focused on the task at hand to keep them at bay. If she acknowledged Rita's concerned tone, she wouldn't be able to keep herself from crying anymore. The knot in her throat had become unbearable when Rita pulled her in for a tight hug.
I'm sorry that Sunny doesn't see how much you're struggling with what to do about Dax. I think this hits close to home for her, and us holistic people can't always be pragmatic when something reminds us of ourselves. I know you care about Dax and Sunny. I don't think Sunny has learned what it looks like when you're sad yet.
I want to try to save Dax. I do. The math just doesn't add up, though. I can only save so many people who haven't been turned yet. If I save Dax, am I just setting another energy vampire loose to feed on even more humans? Would that negate me saving the humans here? And why is Dax the only energy vampire that gets saved? Because I know them? For all I know, the other people who were turned could be just as capable of staying good as Dax.
Okay, forget about the math. What are you feeling? What do you want to do?
I can't name what I'm feeling without rationalizing things. I don't work like that. I don't act on just my feelings. I can't. I can only try my best to do the right thing.
All right. What's the right thing in this situation?
That's the problem. I don't know. I think there's a whole lot of gray area to this situation, and I don't operate well in gray areas.
Okay. How about this? You get that headcount, and I'll go plug in your laptop. Let me know how many people we're looking at, and I'll shoot a message to Nate. You noodle around with the laptop or whatever, and I'll see about how we should bust these people out. Then, I'll check in and see if your brain has made any decisions on what to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, dude.
Dawn and Rita set themselves on completing their respective tasks. Dawn only spoke to let Rita know that they were looking at 5 humans. 5 humans and 7 energy vampires, including Dax. Dawn turned her focus to the laptop and crossed her fingers that scanning the clone of Sabina's keycard at the scanner on the access terminal would allow her to attempt to log into their network. It worked. Dawn used an artificer program that Viv had given her to crack the password. That worked too.
I'm in. I'm just dragging everything about Voyeur over to the infinite flash drive. I don't have time to figure out what's pertinent. Let's hope the infinite flash drive is infinitely fast, so I'm not waiting on terabytes of shit to get moved over.
It only took like 10 minutes for me to move 8 terabytes of slime videos and Ultimate Surrender Wrestling onto there the other day.
Wrestling?
It's pornographic lesbian wrestling. They get points for making their opponent orgasm.
Nope, never mind. I understand why you downloaded wrestling videos now.
Shh! As the door opened, Rita pulled Dawn behind one of the server cabinets that was near the wall. They squeezed in as best they could, avoiding cables, and trying not to disrupt the cabinet. There was barely any room. Rita listened to the people walking in, and a wave of static began to rise in Dawn's brain.
Sabina should be waking up closer to the end of the meeting, but I just had to come show you all what she's done with the place. Some of these new recruits need to bake a little longer, so she's resting in the hive to turn up the heat a little, so to speak.
Dawn suddenly felt an acute pang of panic in her chest, like her lungs may suddenly drop and escape out of her butthole, as she remembered something. Her laptop was open and downloading files at the access terminal. There was also a scorched Lucas-shaped spot on the floor closer to Sabina. She started to pantomime opening a laptop to Rita. It was difficult to pantomime in these close quarters. And Rita is terrible at charades.
What? A mammogram? Why are you squishing your boobs like that?
Ow, fuck!
No, why would you just...
Hello? Is someone else in here?
I have an idea. Just roll with it, okay?
No, do you
have any ideas?
No, okay? I don't. Fine, I'll roll with it.
Trust me, little buddy.
Oh my gracious, do give me a moment to collect myself.
What is this accent? Stop it!
Well, shit on my grits and call me Cletus. I'm sweating like a senator who didn't know his Twitter likes were public.
No!
Dawn was concerned with the resolute expression Rita had while looking Dawn up and down. Rita was calculating a plan, and Dawn knew that Rita was terrible at math.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing to my hair?
This isn't rolling with it. You're not rolling with it.
Fine.
Hold my hand.
Rita pushed one of the straps of the pinafore skirt she was wearing off of her shoulder. Dawn saw her think for a second. Rita proceeded to tousle her mohawk and smear her lipstick. Wait, what was she doing? Gross! She took the hand she'd used to smear her lipstick and wiped it on Dawn's neck. As Dawn wriggled in disgust, Rita pulled her out from behind the cabinet with her and walked toward the front of the room where the vampire stood.
Oh, I am beyond embarrassed. I didn't think the advent had started yet.
Who are you?
Why, I'm Vrow!
Rita had been about to say Veronica, as was her usual alias in these situations. A quick stomp on the foot from Dawn reminded her that she'd already burned that alias in the energy vampire community.
Gooba!
Excuse me?
Vergooba.
Vergooba!
Vergooba!
Yes. I'm Vergooba. Vergooba.
Simmons!
Yes, Simmons. Vergooba Simmons.
That's a unique name.
Yes. I'm named for my grandmother, who was a...
Swedish!
Yes, Swedish. A Swedish chef.
Ah, fuck!
My lover and I both got the job catering this event. And we thought we'd steal a moment to ourselves before it started. You know, a sexual rendezvous.
Yes, as you can tell from our disheveled appearances, we were having intercourse. Gay intercourse, which I think about and enjoy very much. Just all the time. I never stop. Lesbians is what we are.
After Dawn fucking nailed sounding like an allosexual person, Rita pulled her in for a hug. Rita turned Dawn's body so her back was turned completely away from any vampires present. Dawn could feel Rita messing with her backpack. Oh, Dawn was reasonably sure she knew what Rita was doing. Time to keep distracting these vampires with her incredible performance until Rita could finish what she was doing.
Yes, so we went in here because the sign said server room. And we thought it was a special lounge for us, the servers at this event.
Which is absurd, because that's not a thing that office buildings have.
Well, we just decided to roll with it.
Sorry.
And we came in for a little fun.
Yes, lesbian fun, which I love doing all the time.
You can tell that my darling partner here loves it. By the way, she reminds you of her love for gay sex every 5 seconds.
Haha, women, am I right? Awooga, hello, nurse. Love me some nipples?
What?
We realized this wasn't a lounge, but we just loved your darling Halloween decorations. So spooky. I keep them up all year, too.
Uh-huh, pod people. Whoa, so spooky. So we were just back here trubbing. You know what trubbing is. Oh, you should Google it. Now, this one over here is no stranger to trubbing.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. Well, we were trubbing in your haunted house when we heard you all come in.
We didn't realize how long we'd been...
trubbing.
Yeah. And we better go start serving some baked goods in these costumes.
Well, we'd better go wash our hands and then go serve croquembouche.
Croquembouche! Yeah!
Yes, serving croquembouche with my lover.
Yes, in the sexual way, which I love.
Ah, yes. So you're the Reaper and the Artificer who massacred all those people at Abel O'Connell's house after the San Antonio Voyeur convention.
What? Who? No! What?
You're funny.
Okay.
That's absurd. You gotta be jerking my dick with that one. Oh, you old...
What was that?
What was that? You didn't hear anything. You're losing your noggin, pal.
Are you trying to gaslight people again?
Yes, okay. What was that?
The files finished copying to the infinite flash.
We can hear everything the two of you are saying. We're right here. And we're vampires.
I don't know what to do now. Are you for real?
All I got to in my plan was saying that the two of us were back here trubbing.
That was your whole plan? What even is trubbing?
Trubbing is...
Oh, no. God damn it. Why would anyone do that? You couldn't just say we were making out?
I just said the first thing that popped into my head.
That is the first thing that popped into your head?
The heart wants what it wants.
How do you...
we're going to kill you now.
Did I buy us enough time for you to pull the shit bombs out of my backpack?
Yep.
Yeet! Motherfucker! While Dawn and Rita took care of their energy vampire problem and made the server room smell like a flaming bag of dog shit, Uncle Nate was dealing with a vampire problem of his own. It seems his energy vampire disguise was less effective than expected, since security had pictures of Dawn, Rita, Sunny, and him posted above the security camera monitors. They'd taken some precautions since the fiascos at Lone Star Digital Assets and the San Antonio Convention. As soon as Nate devamped the security office, he pulled his phone out of his pocket.
Sorry, Sunny. Are you still there?
Yeah, are you okay?
For now. But it seems security was expecting us. Dawn and Rita's disguises aren't going to help all that much.
Did you find the thingy that's keeping Rita from poofing out?
I'm looking for it right now. I made a mess when I was killing those... Oh no.
What? What's wrong?
I found the device. It is the artificer device I mentioned earlier.
And why is this an oh no situation?
I seem to have smashed it in my altercation with security.
Oh, well, that's good, right? It shouldn't be magnifying how big the spell is anymore?
No, it magnifies it when the person casts it. It's not like the device has to be concentrating on the thing the whole time.
What are you saying?
I needed the device to dispel the magic keeping Rita from poofing. To turn it off. I don't know how long this spell lasts or when it was cast, but if I want to end it early, I needed to use this device.
So, can you fix it, or...
Of course I can fix it, but that would take me 4 hours and supplies we don't have. It's decimated. This is an oh-no situation, because if Dawn and Rita are going to save those humans, they're going to have to find a way to walk each one out that door.
Hey, little buddies. Sorry if my voice is a little fried. We had a recording session last night, and we recorded 3 episodes... And I did, like, 7 different voices, so Moth Rusty's tired. But anyway, just the usual stuff. Check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle @LuckyWinnersShow. And if you want to help us, sharing about the show on social media helps us a ton. You are our advertisers. Y'all have been fucking killing it at that, and we super appreciate it. We don't pay for ads, so y'all are our ads, and it helps a ton. I also wanted to say thanks to Taryn Gray for doing sensitivity reading for me again this episode. Taryn is my sensitivity editor for episodes that specifically talk about Dawn's asexuality, so... They made sure that no ace folks representation were hurt in the making of this episode, and having to have Dawn endure learning what trubbing is. But you can check out our show details to see Taryn's YouTube channel and Etsy page links, and see how you can help support the person who makes Dawn possible. Also, check out the show details for the link to our Patreon page, where you can become a patron and get some really fun rewards. And for just $1 a month, you can join our Discord server and hang out with other listeners and the cast. A couple weeks ago, a couple days after the previous episode, we did a stream with the cast, including Jaxie. And we hung out and played Jackbox games. If you look on our Twitter and Facebook and stuff, you can see some of the shirt designs from our game of TKO. Like, personally, I might get a, like, real-life version of the shirt with the little happy tomato that says sodomy. But yeah, if it sounds like fun watching the cast make filthy shirts together, you can join our Patreon and come hang. We have lots of rewards at different tiers, like downloads of all of Sean's music he does for the show, and videos of the cast recording sessions. When you support us on Patreon at certain levels, you can get a cool shout-out. Like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, Kelly Brennan, and Helen Clifford. Oh, and if you missed the pre-orders for the shirt, we still have some. I think that's about it right now. The next episode is going to be our little mid-season finale. We are going to take a little hiatus after that, but we're just going to miss like 2 episode releases. That's it. or just missed two of them, we'll be back. There will be special little treats because I can't go a first or 15th without giving y'all something. But they will not be regular episodes, but we will be back. We're just taking a little break. And you'll get the thrilling conclusion to this storyline, in 2 weeks. Yeah, so we'll be back with episode 14 on August 1st. That's all I got for you, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.